Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic holding it down for Lady Dante. She checks in to the building. Right now, tonight, we're going to be talking about, could the enthusiasm of a competition bring greater value of exposure to your music? But before we get started, let's bow our heads to pray. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to be able to express our creativity through a venue of music to a plethora of people who share the same like minds as we do in this business. We ask, Lord, that as you bless us, that we be mindful that you are the creator and that you have given us the knowledge and the words that we can use respectfully and take it back into the workplace. Lord, we ask that every mind and every ear, that you sow a seed of blessings into them as they quest into this industry of music. So let's pray today for a better tomorrow, for time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short, so listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Amen. Well, like I said, tonight we'll be talking about, could the enthusiasm of a competition bring greater value of exposure to your music? And on with me tonight, we got a great amount of people who's checking in. One of our most valued women here on our show is Genesis. She's checked in early. And Genesis, if you would, please tell our audience who you are and what it is that you do.
Hi, everybody. My name is Genesis. I am the founder of Dynamics Beauty Expo that's going to be appearing in Miami Beach, Florida. It's a two-day event that's bringing music, fashion, and business under one roof, September 16th and the 17th. Tickets are on sale now, and we have vending opportunity at a great price. So I would like everybody that has their own business to be a part of the movement. And the website is dynamicsbeautyexpo.com.
Awesome, awesome. And along with us is Pamela Robinson. Pamela, how you doing, Pamela? Tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
My name is Pamela. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I am the eccentric chief creator of Naturally Divine Co. I passion make one-of-a-kind jewelry, meaning no two pieces are ever the same. You can find my pieces at www.nasnancydcjewels.com.
Thank you, Pamela, for that opening statement. So tonight we're going to be talking about the enthusiasm of a competition and how it can bring greater value of exposure to an artist's music. Pamela, what's your opening statement in regards of tonight's question?
Okay, I feel, well, it depends on which angle you're looking at it from. You can be, if you're looking at it from an angle where, example, Waka Flocka, Flame.
Mm-hmm.
With his music, I feel there's no emphasis on competition. He was put on, whatever reason. And then those that have real talent in the industry, it seems they need to put in a little more work. And it was all about, you know, being a triple threat. But I think folks need to remember that it's now about the triple T's, talent, time, and taste. So if you have those three qualities, then you can compete in the music industry, I think.
Wow, that's deep. Talent, time, and taste.
Yeah.
Can you break that down to me? What do you mean by that?
Okay, we all know what talent means. Mm-hmm. That's not something that you learn. It's given from God, up above.
Absolutely.
When I say taste, meaning doing it tastefully, not getting into the videos and stepping on stage, screaming and hollering and just, you know, and even when you're promoting your business or you're promoting yourself as an artist, it's not about, yo, check my CD out, yo. Like, not everybody's on that, you know what I mean? And as far as time, are you willing to invest the time that it takes to get to the top? It's not going to happen overnight. You know, you have to have that patience and that dedication. And when people see that, then, you know, they'll put the effort in to support you.
And, you know, you're 100% correct, because people will support you based on they know that you're diligent and you're consistent about what you're doing and you're going to put in the time. Yes, they will support you. And I totally 100% agree with you.
Courtney, Christian is on the line as well. I like to welcome him. If you see him coming in, he's from a 336 number.
Yes, my name is Christian. I'm an Atlanta-based artist by way of North Carolina. I'm a singer-songwriter. Been singing all my life. Been recording and writing for some artists. If I was to say anything, my opening statement about the topic tonight is my main objective as an artist is just staying true to my craft. You have to have something that nobody else has. It may sound that maybe somebody that you may think sing better than you, and maybe somebody out there that may have a little bit more swag in the rap game than you have. But there has to be something special that sets you apart from anyone else. And you have to have a confidence when you bring your material to the table. So I mean, competition always puts a fire up under us. But I think if we line our eyes and stay focused on what our goal is as an integral artist, then eventually we'll break through this thing in the industry.
Nice opening statement, by the way, Christian. So we have a Dave Jones on the phone with us. Dave, if you would, give us your opening statement. Tell us where you're calling in from, your name, and what it is that you do.
Hey, I'm Dave Jones. I'm from London, England. And my opening statement would be, I hit the bars like underage women in Bristol city centre. You think you're the baddest, I'll eat your mother's placenta.
Okay, you're done. Sometimes, man, on every show you got to have a clown. But they do that to come in, they come on so they can make you laugh.
Yeah.
So they say some of the weirdest and some of the craziest stuff just to make an a-hole of themselves. But that's just the way it is. I mean, and I have to keep on moving forward from that. But that's why some people get on the air and do stuff like that. I don't know. Can't even appreciate it, David. Anyway, I'm going to go back to Christian. Did you guys? I don't know if I was wrong, but what the guy just said it just wasn't respectful.
To tell you the truth, I didn't understand what he was saying anyway.
He's talking about eating somebody something and all of that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I couldn't understand. All right.
Yeah,
because I didn't understand him either.
Did you hear?
Me neither.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear. Oh, okay.
I didn't understand.
Okay.
Next.
Absolutely. That's why he was done, like, right away. So can I ask you something? I'm going to say this. What would you say is the advantages of being in a competition? If from your perspective as an artist, Christian, what would you say would be the competitive advantages of being in a competition?
It really keeps you on your toes.
Okay.
I think without competition, I mean, as a human being, we'll get a little lax. So competition is good in any aspect, especially as an artist. Music is forever changing. What people like today, they may not like tomorrow. So competition, I think for one, you need to be in competition with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Always aspire to do something better than you did the last time.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more, actually, because, a lot of people try to get into a race. Like I recently went to a marathon, And a lot of people who enter the marathon, they get in there competing against the person who's probably going to win the race. And then as many who follow in the marathon is really trying to compete against their very best, their last best. And that's the difference between a person who's going to actually get up and do something about than somebody who's just trying to dog somebody else out in a competition. And just they're actually trying, they're actually in it, and they won't quit because they have something to prove to themselves. That's in most cases, a lot of people who enter these marathons, they know they're not going to win that race. But they do compete in it for themselves to beat their last best. I'm gonna go open up Pamela's line. Pam.
Yes. Pamela? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm here.
What would you say? Same question. Why music competitions? Why would you say that they're not a waste of time?
I agree with what Christian said. It's inspirational, I think, when you see other folks that share the same passion as you, in whatever the industry may be, whether it's fashion, hair, makeup, it's inspiring to each other. I think it is for me. So, I mean, without competition, I mean, it's just a part of our DNA as humans to want to compete, to be better, or to outdo the next person. I mean,
yeah.
It's the only way you're going to be seen to some degree. To be the best, to stand out.
Well, it
helps to have people cheer you on too. So,
you think it's all to outdo the next person all the time, or
we are vain people? Let's keep it real. We are very vain, and a lot of times, at least I know I do, when I make my jewelry. You know, I'm looking at, you know, to see what's hot, what's new, and how can I do it even better. You know what I mean? So I give myself a pat on the back for, you know, outdoing somebody sometimes if we want to, you know. We all do it. We sit around, and at the end of the day, after you compete, you do talk to each other, and you're like, sure, you're ready to sit down. Or what else? You know what I mean? So it's a part of our makeup.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, be honest with you, I've never really been a competitor. So speaking from my angle, I guess I'm pretty much I'm thinking about the lane that I've always ran in. But now that I've stepped into this radio industry, I see the competition right there beside me. I'm never really looking at them because I'm not racing against them. I'm trying to race against myself and try to beat my last best. That's been my makeup. I've never really tried to compete against the next person. I'm not even trying to do what you're doing. I'm trying to be distinguished.
It depends on what's the reason, though, that a lot of people get into whatever business avenue that they get into. It may be if it's for the money, then you got to watch what the next man doing, because you want to see. I mean, it's just like Sean Combs versus what's his name, Russell Simmons.
No, you got a point.
You see the trends. They all actually watching each other to find out what the next move is going to be, and if they can beat him to the punch, it's every man for himself. So
right.
Competition is just not about getting on stage, you know, doing your thing and somebody else doing their thing. It's about, okay, you did that, but how can I do it better?
Pamela, I don't know what it is, but your phone is cracked and breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you, but it's still crackling. So just letting you know. I don't know what you're doing different because it was really sounding real good, and then all of a sudden it started crackling. So.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yep. Genesis. What's your statement when it comes to that?
Well, I'm going to have to co-sign with Christian, Pamela, and yourself in regards to what you guys communicated, delivered. The competition is it's a rush it's a rush exercise, as you guys call it, a good high, you know, a good weed or whatever. I'm not going to. But you want to shoot to you want to shoot higher than you know you can. It is like what everybody says, like you're in competition with yourself. You don't care about the person before or after you. It is like you're trying to be better than yourself. It's a test plan of your success or failure. But guess what? Because you competed, there's no room for failure, only to take good criticism and move on to the next and come better than you did last. So in that bombshell, you have to be better than your last competition that you took part. Even if you came in second or third place, you want to aim for number one.
Absolutely.
Like me when I was there. Right, absolutely.
I totally agree. You got to aim. You got to now that right there. What you just say, you do aim for number one, and regardless of you competing against yourself or you competing against the next person, you want to be number one at the end of the day.
And like what Pamela said, you have to study. Like I'm gonna put an example for hair battles. Like I do hair battles, but I'm trying to figure out why this person winning, and I know my talent is on top. But then I'm like, do I have to establish a relationship with the judges? What I got to do? But I know next time I study, I interact, I get to know the judges, per se. And then I take criticism. Like, tell me, why am I not number one? What do I need to do to become number one next time when I do this competition again? I want the money. Everybody wants the money. Everybody wants the pride, the glory, and the joy. So competition brings the game. It makes you better. It's a rush. When I talk about competition, my blood is rushing right now, and I love competition.
I hear you. I'll be honest with you, I never was a sports fan. I didn't grow up in that way. I've always did music. So, and I really, at one time, I can't say I was really trying to compete against being somebody or someone else. But now I see how important it is to even like listening to y'all as a panel. Competition is strongly important to competing against the next person. That's what it sounds like. That's the consensus of the panel that I'm getting. Am I right, Pam?
Yes, you are correct.
It is right. Yes. And all right. Now, without a competition, we'll say this then. Without competition, you probably wouldn't have heard of America's Got Talent. You wouldn't have heard of America's Top Model or American Idol. And without these type of programs, you probably wouldn't have heard of some of the top that who's made it through those programs, like Jennifer Hudson and some of the celebrities that made it through America's Top Model. You just wouldn't have heard it. So those competition is great for exposure, and it brings a great amount of value to you. Rather you have won the battle or you haven't. Is that correct?
Yes, I agree.
You do agree. What's your take on that? You know, as far as getting into a competition. Actually just to bring value to what you do. Do you think it brings value to you as far as exposure?
Oh, definitely. It brings out innovation. It should bring out innovation. And mm-hmm. Everybody's always looking for something new, you know, something fresh. So, I mean, it has to bring exposure. It has to. Like I said, it goes back to the time. If you're willing to put in the time to, you know, market yourself properly, yeah, it's definitely value in exposure with your competition.
Okay. Do you recommend, will you recommend someone who sees themselves as a professional? And let's say even in your industry, what you do, they see themselves as a professional. I'm gonna stick with music right now. You see somebody who's see themselves as a professional. You think would you advise that they enter into a competition?
Sure, why not? You're never too old to learn or to compete. You know what I mean? And that's another way of staying humble and staying grounded, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, just, yeah, to compete. I mean, you never know. That's another opportunity to expose yourself. That's like saying that you're at your peak when you stop competing. I mean, actors don't stop acting just because they got that one big check.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 909-733, I see that you raised your hand. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and what you have to link to the topic.
This is Mark Lucas, Peace in the Street Foundation.
Mark Lucas, could you raise your hand, man? I wouldn't even realize you were there. So how you doing, Mark?
I'm good.
What's your opening statement for tonight's topic? Could the enthusiasm of a competition bring greater value of exposure to your music?
Yeah, I guess it depends on the competition, maybe. I mean, if you're out there, you know, you're getting yourself out there and you're practicing your game, I guess it can't hurt. So I guess it can enhance it.
It can enhance it.
But as far as an artist that's been out there already, mm-hmm. being in a competition, you probably won't see it.
Okay, but Pamela brought up a very good point. You know, hey, it kind of keeps you humble. You know,
it
makes you sharpen up on your iron by doing so and getting prepared. You know, because be honest with you, in track, the professionals run against the professionals. In football, you have the offense against the defense, and they're trying to win the game.
I don't know about any. I mean, I just know that's how the West Coast artists are. You know, the guys that ran with Snoop, you know, they're not going to be out there doing any competition, you know. MCA, you know, RBX, none of them.
But then
that's who you're talking about.
Okay, but then Kanye West and, was it Jay-Z and Kanye West, they had a battle?
Huh?
I think it was 50 Cent. As far as competing,
So,
I understand that kind of competition. I thought you meant something lower than that. I mean, that was money competition. I understand. Yeah, they'll be involved with that for sure.
Okay. Well, it just all I'm saying is I see her valid point that, you know, a competition could actually bring a lot of energy towards what you're doing rather. Sometimes negative energy, not negative energy, but a negative press is even good, that you may have lost the battle, but I tell you what, people be talking about it, and it will bring excitement around your stuff, because when it comes to music, it's based on people's opinion. You're gonna have your tastemakers that like your music, and then somebody's gonna like the other person who's winning that competition music. But overall, your fan base has widened because now you're getting their fan base as well as yours. Am I right, Pamela?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. You agree?
Yep, I agree.
All right. You don't.
You never get enough exposure.
Let me tell you why. You know, because that used to work. That used to work, I'm telling you, they used to work until all the killing and all that stuff, and the game went down the drain because of all that, you know. Now people don't really respect that no more. I mean, people have tried to beef lately, you know, but people really don't respect that stuff no more. I mean, it's just really, people
are tired. I'm not talking about in a beef manner. I'm talking about, let's say you've heard of the Hot 16s. They throw a Hot 16 up, and they do a battle, but it's not necessarily. It's usually a friend battle. It's never really like I'm going after your entourage to fight you.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes it is, but not always.
I know.
Mark said he don't agree with that, right? You don't agree with that?
No, I mean, I just know that I knew an artist that he did a negative song about Obama because in his mind, he thought that was going to make him famous. But it made like a fool, and still nobody knows his name.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand that. Totally understand. Christian, we haven't heard from you, man. What's your take on it? What's your opinion on this matter?
On this, as far as, you know, like the rap battling and different things like that, I really don't think it's something to better you. I think it's a platform for you to prove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think it's for the betterment of your craft. I think it's just to show someone this is where I am and I'm not letting anybody punk me.
Okay. Hey.
You
made a valid point.
You know what I'm saying? And different genres of music. I mean, it's done just like, you know, I'm not a rapper. I can't rap to save my life. But if somebody wants to sing battle me, let's go.
Oh man, nah. You done put it on the line. With that said, we getting ready to go to a break, okay? With that said, why don't you take us into the break with you singing, brother?
Yay!
Are you trying to put me on the spot?
You think I don't?
Yeah, you did.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Let's see here.
Give us the name and title of it first, and then go ahead and sing.
Okay, this is an excellent song I wrote. It's called Hardest Reality. I'm going to give y'all the first verse and the chorus.
Okay.
I can recall the first time I met you. Your beauty had caught me by surprise. The way that you carried yourself struck a nerve in me. I knew I would have to make you mine. We started talking and it got real serious. With you I shared my goals and dreams. Now that I'm leaving, my heart is grieving. The pressure is killing me, the hardest reality I'd ever have to face. But in order for us to work, baby, it was gonna take a lot of commitment and a lot of time. Like you're leaving what we had behind. Oh, there we go.
All right. We're gonna be asking everybody what was their take on that when we come back from the break. y'all stay with us, Christian. We prepared because this is what we do right here on Hip Hop National Radio, man. So.
Oh, I'm good. I come from the church, and that's the hardest place to sing.
Okay. I totally agree. Stay with us. It's more to come. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Be back in a moment.
The Janet or Slammit competition is in full throttle, giving you the chance to be treated like the star you are. Dynamic Beauty Expo has joined forces with Hip Hop National Radio for one of the country's most rewarding artist and music contests. The Janet or Slammit competition. If you're an artist who has what it takes and wins, then you and the guests will receive dynamic VIP treatment with a one-night hotel accommodation on South Beach, transportation services, access to all Dynamic's events, along with a Dynamic Web. This is your chance to not just perform live,
but be the featured premier act on the Dynamic stage with the winning selection at the Dynamic Beauty Expo,
September 16th and 17th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. For more information on how you can win and enter, visit www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com. The only way to win is to register. Visit online now at www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview, Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to say, there's no me without you. And you by my side, anything is possible. There's only one word that explains it. You're amazing. Shower rose petals draped in the walkway. Savvy, sexy look, let's ride in the fast lane. Yeah, the first time when you passed me, all I ever wanted was your time to make you happy. Hey, I've been known the real love exploring. I'm not searching for any more. So intrigued by your mind frame, never on those mind game styling, looking like a perfect score. Yeah, and to me you're a gift, like Valentine for as long as I live. Got a smile I adore, keeps me really so uplift. Personality of class, not too many represents. Yeah. And a vibe so magic, there's no other way that I would have it. But my mission made me change for the better. And you and I can conquer this together. She's so, so amazing. She's so, so amazing.
Girl, you're so amazing. She's so, so amazing. Well, she's my kind of style chick. There's no comparison. And her love, she's so devoted. Cause she's my girl. Amazing.
Before we went to the break, we heard Christian. I've actually was on the line saying this, guys, and nobody heard me. So I'm going to open up Pamela's line. Pamela, give us your opinion of what Christian's singing for us today.
Oh, I thought he was wonderful. I thought it was great. It was, his voice was crisp, clear, the pitch, the tone, all that was good. Only thing, I just wish I could see what he looked like. I like to put a face with my music. I'm very visual. So if you got a nice video and you dress nice and your hair is nice and all that, I'm one of those people. See, that's how you're going to get me if you're an artist. You got to look good.
I appreciate that. I try to keep it fresh.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Tisha. Mark, give me your opinion.
Get at me, man.
You told me get.
What you mean get at you? Sign? Are you giving him a deal?
I'm gonna check him out. I'm gonna check him out some more.
Okay.
Definitely, okay. I got some material I can send over to you.
Y'all do me a favor. I'll do it on the back end. I really prefer it not be exchanged over my show. And I will make that connection between y'all two. Okay.
I appreciate it, brother, because I was sure about to jump on it.
Okay. Yeah. without a doubt, but I would prefer it that way. Because for stalking purposes, you know,
right.
I don't like it. So I'm just letting you guys know. All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, guys. Genesis. What's your opinion, babe? And I know he's your friend.
I'm like Pamela. My toes was curling. I'm like, yo, I know you know how to blow like that. And behind the scenes, I need you to sing me to sleep. And then since I live in an A-town, I do want to pay you a visit.
Hey, we can work on that.
Yeah. That was wonderful. You did a really good job, acapella. I mean, it was nice. It was sweet. I'm really looking forward to more music from you. I want to hear you, and I could see you making it. I really do.
Thank you. Okay. I'm very humble because y'all don't hold no punches on this show.
Kristen, have you tuned in before?
Actually, I was listening to the broadcast earlier. It was some archive material that you have on.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. So I'm grateful to be in this position. I really appreciate you guys, you know, allowing me to come on and share.
Well, actually, I like to hear more from you. I like to hear your music on our show. See how what you sound like as on a recording as well. So if you sound that good, and you know, on a live acapella, I can imagine what you could do to lace a rhythm track. So
yeah,
looking forward to it. I'm actually working on some new music now. My EP will be mastered, finished. I'm going to have a big debut concert here in Atlanta in November. I have some material that I've done in the past. I'm just in a, you know, new vein, exploring some new sounds now. And I really believe that this is going to be a great year, just not for me, but just for the music industry as a whole. I really believe that we're making a new turn and going back to the heart of real music.
Yeah.
So I'm just grateful to be on that bandwagon.
All right. We're going to be talking about, like I said, we're talking about, could the enthusiasm of competition bring a bring about greater value to your exposure? My question is, what are some of your pros? And I got to turn off some of these mics. Sorry, guys. What are some of your pros that you would say a competition could bring about to an artist? I'm going to start that off with you, Genesis.
It brings exposure.
Okay.
And it brings awareness, and I mean, people get to know who you are. And like what you said earlier, thank God to American Idol, thank God to X Factor. I mean, we wouldn't know anything about Jennifer Hudson, we wouldn't know anything about Fantasia, Ruben Studdard. I mean, we wouldn't know any of those artists. Like, it's hidden talent, but like I said, it brings exposure. Even though Jennifer Hudson didn't make it, but look, other people were key to her. They love her music. They love her sound, and it opened up an avenue for her. She's on top of her game because of the exposure that she got from being on the show, from being on a competition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Pamela, what would be some of the pros that you would say
okay.
that you've seen of a competition?
Okay, I'm going to come from the audience standpoint, and maybe this can give a tip to the artist that's actually on the stage. It gives the audience a chance to weed out who's sincere and who's not, who's serious about their craft and who's not. People can see that, you know, without, you know, hesitation. So if you're not serious about it or passionate about it, or you just straight up garbage Soulja Boy, people are gonna see that. You're gonna be exposed in a negative way. So I think that's a pro. I mean, if you're not passionate, then music industry may not be for you.
Correct. I can see that. And Mark, what are some of the pros that you would say for being in a competition, and how?
Well, like I said, it depends on the level, because you have your competitions. I think if you're on TV, of course, that's good exposure, you know. But if you're talking about your local competition, that's, you know, that's different, you know. Because sometimes, well, the local competition, sometimes artists will win a local competition, and they'll think it's supposed to be a sprint. That's it. That's all they needed, and now they're ready for the big time. And sometimes they get disillusioned by that. So that's why I say it depends on the level competition.
But my opinion, even at that level, if an artist haven't even gotten, you know, he haven't got his feet wet, it give him a chance to sit in front of an audience and be judged and rate himself, and then it also encourages him to want to do it again, especially if he wins the competition. Because some of these artists, for an amateur artist who's just starting out, a lot of them don't get the showcase. And then when they win a competition, that makes them more hungry, and it makes them want to drive a little bit stronger and say, well, if I won that, then I can win some more. But the problem is, if they're not doing their research on what other artists are doing to get out further and expand their fan base, then that's where they're missing. They're missing out on, you know, the valuable elements of what it takes to be successful. Christian, for you, what's your pros? You're an artist. Have you done any competitions, by the way?
I have auditioned probably for every competition show that comes on TV now.
Oh, awesome. Did you ever get a few times?
Didn't make it past the first table.
That's okay. That's okay. but the thing it is, what did you just say? I have auditioned for just about every one of them. Will you give up auditioning?
Absolutely not. My standpoint on that, because I'm not a household name yet.
Uh-huh.
Every time I step in front of someone to sing, it's another opportunity for somebody to remember my name.
And
so,
that's exactly how you got to look at it.
That's how I look at it. You know, I have an album now. I'm working on another album, but I'm not above going to stand in the line for 24 hours for American Idol in Georgia. I'm not above that, because you never know when your big break and where you're going to be when that break comes.
Exactly.
I believe, you know, and not trying to go, you know, too off the wall on the spiritual aspect, I believe the universe is aligning things at the right time for you. But it's our responsibility to keep working.
That's
right.
And so
at every turn, every opportunity, I'm trying to capitalize on that opportunity. And if it's a competition show or a talent show or a radio show where I'm submitting and I'm competing against other artists, you know what I'm saying? I'm keeping my eyes focused on what I'm doing, but in the same token, I'm trying to present my craft so that somebody else that hasn't heard me before can hear me. And in the realm of competition, all it does is just like the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. I don't want to be around nobody that I already feel like I'm better than. I want to be able to glean something to glean from you and be able to figure out, okay, you're doing this. You're doing this vocal warm-up, or you're doing this vocal technique. I've never tried this style of music. Let me try it. You know what I mean? So I just really think competition is just healthy for us overall, but especially in the music industry. With no competition, there is, I mean, what's pushing the record sales? So I just really believe that, you know, competition is just necessary for us in order to be better.
And Christian, man, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Those are words of encouragement. You say that you haven't got on one show yet, but yet you still strive to continue doing it, and you're not nothing's beside you to keep you from pushing yourself even further.
Exactly. And I don't mean to cut you off, but I know that there's probably somebody listening that has been working on this thing for a long time.
And I agree. I couldn't agree with you more.
And we have times where we get discouraged, and, you know, because music money is slow money. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody driving fancy cars, but we don't know how many of them renting them. But music money is slow money. But if you can just continue to fight for what you believe in, fight in your own artistry, eventually I believe that everything that's for you is going to come to your hands. But you have to show up for the battle. You won't win no battle if you don't show up for it. You got to suit up and keep on fighting.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to let Pamela piggyback off that. What do you think about his take on that, Pamela? This guy's been through several competitions.
Uh-huh.
He's been on several competitions, but yeah, he haven't given up on it. You heard his vocals. I mean,
yes.
And your response to it was you had some kind of attraction to it. I don't know. I didn't give you the power of the numbers of what you would rate it, but I would say you did like him. So what you think about someone, because usually when people get in a competition, this is that's one of the pros, what he was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that's one of the cons, actually the downfall of what where a person, they didn't get what they expected out of it. They didn't get on TV. But yet,
mm-hmm.
he didn't quit. What do you think about that, Pamela?
Interesting. With my jewelry, for instance, I've been making jewelry since 2009. I started in Miami when really no one else was doing it. And then all of a sudden, I started seeing jewelry designers pop up from everywhere.
And, I mean, they're literally copying my style, copying things that I've done and claiming it as their own. So I kind of got a little discouraged, and I just took a hiatus for like 6 months. And now that I'm back into the industry, it's like changed so much. So now it's even more work than it was before. It's even harder, so I got discouraged. So I agree with him 101%. Like, don't give up. Don't give up, because it's always going to be in the back of your mind, coulda, shoulda, woulda. You just don't know. It's almost like that grass that's coming up out of the ground. I mean, it's almost there. You know what I mean? You just got to keep weeding it and treating it and watering it so it can blossom. If you stop, it's going to die. You know what I mean? And no one's going to ever get to see this beautiful rose that came from out of the ground. So, I mean, I totally agree with Christian all the way.
All right. Genesis, you? You want to piggyback off that?
I want to piggyback off of both of them. I love the fact that both of the panel are not quitters and keep striving. And and what it sounds like, they're learning and they're growing and they're perfecting their craft. And it's like you can't stop, because you never know at any given time who's going to recognize you and who's going to notice you for what you do. I mean, that your sound and your tune or your craft might not be in for today, but keep on pushing it, because guess what? Tomorrow or upcoming in the future, that's what people looking for. And with Christian, he has a sound that I don't even hear, like, in this day and age right now. I have to listen to old school music to get the feeling back. And with Pamela, I seen her line. She has awesome jewelry line. I mean, it's top notch. It's to the point, to the level, but they're not quitters. They're perfecting their craft. They don't stop. They hungry. And eventually, it's gonna come to them. Doors will open, believe me. And gotta bring it back to God. If you believe in yourself and you believe in God, He will open up doors for you. Trust me, it's coming.
Absolutely, Mark.
Yes.
What's your take on that, sir?
Never giving up. I mean,
yeah.
You know, yeah, you can't. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, if you give up, then what's the whole point? What was the whole journey for? If you give up on it before you finish.
Absolutely. All right, guys, we're getting ready to go to the next break. Coming up is Hell's Flame. Hell's Flame is our Jam It or Slam It competition winner. He's the reigning champion. He's getting a lot of promo right here on the show because of the fact that, hey, in the last competition, he took the lead. So with that said, it comes with a lot of promo as far as his audio being play all over the airwaves through Hip Hop National until the next person come along and knock him out the box. So this is the time now, guys. If you haven't joined the Jam It or Slam It competition, here's a good opportunity for you to start doing so now. Just go to jamitorslamit.net. That's a direct link to signing up for this competition. Now, just got to put out a disclaimer, because I know that we've had issues today due to the company that I deal with. They're revamping their system. So the system has been down today for maintenance. That's what I was told. So if you have an issue getting on to our Jam It or Slam It, all you have to do is go to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. You can sing your music there. That's mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Then give us a call, 877-580-8555. Again, that number is 877-580-8555. We'll see you back in a moment. Here's your boy Hell's Flame with Work. Work, work.
Coppers with coppers is that fire, fire. All I do is work, 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 work. From the cradle to the dirt, I do is work, 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 work.
called Tanuku, we have an orphanage called Nirakshana Children's Home. Nirakshana means hope. The orphanage presently provides a safe haven for 30 children who have come from poverty-stricken backgrounds, abandoned by society and isolated. At Nirakshana they have shelter, food, companionship, but most of all, hope. Please look deeply within yourselves as we need your help to ensure that the ministry of Nirakshana grows and prospers. $8 a month is not a fortune, but collectively it becomes huge, allowing us to transform the lives of these children. Take the time to browse our website, Nirakshana, that's NIRIEKSHANA.net. A big thanks to Hip Hop National Radio and Hip Hop National Magazine for helping us reach a global audience.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine,
a national flyer buddy system,
an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way.
And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number.
And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio,
your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby.
email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic, holding it down for Lady Di. And while in her absence tonight, we're going to be doing something a little different, and we're going to be doing our Hot Topics. Tonight we are talking about, could the enthusiasm of competitions bring a greater value of exposure to your music? But before we go back into the topic, we would definitely go back and get some opinions of Hell's Flame, the song Work. And we're going to start it off with you, Pamela. What do you think of that song?
To be honest, it didn't stand out to me. It sounded like everything else on the radio.
And if you had to rate it from 1 to 10, what would you give it?
A 5.
Okay. Stay with us. And Mark, what's your rating, sir, of the song? And what do you think?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm having a little problem with my phone, so I didn't really get to hear it. So I'm going to pass on this one.
You're going to have to pass on it. And Christian, what do you think of the song? Christian, you with us? Christian must be on mute. So I'm going to go to Jim.
I apologize. I was on mute. Y'all forgive me.
That's all right. Believe me, man. I've done my share.
I'm just a talking. But honestly, I thought the song had a catchy hook. The beat was nice. I just don't see it lasting long.
Okay.
It's kind of like what I would want to call like a summer anthem song. Like, it'll be hot this summer, maybe not so hot next summer. Not saying that it's not a good song, but I think it's just following along the lines of the trends of what's in urban radio right now. It's not something that, you know, 3 or 4 years down the line, we'll be like, work. Mm. Nah.
Yeah. I can figure.
I'm going to tell you the truth now. If I had a couple drinks in me and I was at the club, I'd be dancing.
Hey, I can understand that one too, man. Genesis,
yes.
I wanted to come to you last on that. What you think? Because I wanted to get their opinions.
I'm about to go off on Pam. Pam, he's the winning champion. Come on, you gotta like this song. You need to listen to it again. It's about hustling and working.
I can't even remember what he was saying.
I know I be fussing with everybody. But in my opinion, I like the music, I like the hook, and I'm a hustler. I get on my grind because I work. So you know, I gave him a 9.5.
And Hell's Flame don't understand how much of a fan he's created in you.
I'm a big fan.
This girl right here, she'll battle with you about that song. That's why I went to a laugh.
Damn, I lost 10 pounds off of that song.
It wasn't a bad song. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't a bad song, but I'm more of a, let me hear again. I didn't get that from that. I was just like, oh, okay, on to the next record. That's the feeling that I got.
Okay. All right. Genesis, now that you got the mic hot, I just wanted to hear it from you. What's the hot topic of the night?
All right, people. Now, the block is hot. I know you all heard of the Twitter response that just blew up Twitter today. It's in regards to Love and Hip Hop of Atlanta. Our lovely lady, Jocelyn Hernandez, exposed her cookies and then some because of rumors stating that she's a transgender. So, guys, that's on the panel right now, or anybody that want to call in, what do you think about her exposing herself like that and trying to come out on the scene as an artist? Like, really? You want to be an artist? You want us to respect you?
and you're exposing all this nudity to us just to try to prove a point. Now, Pamela, I'm going to go back to you. What do you think about the whole ordeal about her being a transgender?
Okay, well, as far as her exposing herself on Twitter, we shouldn't be surprised. She's a stripper. She does that for a living. That's one. And as far as her being a tranny, yes, honey, look at that jawline. You can shatter that with a bottle. I'm sorry. That's a man. That's a man, honey. I live in Miami, born and raised around, you know, and that's fam, but yes, that's a man, honey.
All right. Christian, what do you think? I'm sure you heard the show. You live in Atlanta. What's going on?
I haven't heard, you know, the buzz on the street, but I did watch it on Monday. I did. However, I'm not surprised by her exposing herself. To be honest with you, she's grabbing the attention of America right now. And at all costs, she's doing what she got to do to keep her name in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I ain't about to be out here, you know, flashing and carrying on trying to get no hype or anything like that. But if that's what she feel like she got to do, she got to do whatever she got to do to stay strong.
Well, in all reality, y'all know that, you know, she know that if she do, she's like Pam said, she's already a stripper. So just putting it out there, and now that she got some public attention, it's just going to help give her so she can do Olympic to just what she want to do, being successful.
Exactly. It ain't like she ain't never showed it before.
Yeah. Mark, what you think on that, brother?
Yeah, if you want to be successful, a successful stripper.
Hey, but look, that successful stripper, I can kind of agree with you, but in a sense, she's taking it to the next level.
She'll be at the higher end club. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, but when she start getting endorsement deals and all of that stuff like that,
from who?
Huh?
Exactly.
Who won't give her an endorsement deal?
I'm talking about just to have her on TV. Just to get some press. Believe me, she may not get no endorsement deals, but I'm gonna tell you like this: just by what she's doing, Playboy might want to pull her in.
Yeah,
I know she don't make it on nothing. She's gonna be on the Wendy Williams show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then
she gotta learn how to speak English first.
Genesis.
Yes.
I see you dropped off and you came back in.
You guys, your opinion is valuable, but as Christian said, it did give her a lot of exposure. She's the hot topic. She's probably going to be the hot topic from now until the show is over. So that right there, that's a great way of branding yourself, Jocelyn. But if you're not, to me, as a woman, if you're not what they think you are, you don't have to prove a point to nobody, by no means. If you're a woman, you don't have to prove it. Like, what are you showing? And then some people saying that might be enhanced image. That's Photoshop. Because some people say the only way they can know that she's a real woman if she goes see a gynecologist. I mean, that's just people's speculation. But, again, she looks like a woman to me, so I don't know.
She just got a strong face, that's all.
She just got strong features. Exactly.
Yeah, I be honest with you, I didn't know who y'all were talking about, but, yeah, she got some strong features. Strong people. I'll be honest with you. I'm a man and I like seeing the cookie, but I don't want to see that one.
Hey, for the love of hip hop, this is for the love of hip hop.
I might as well tell the truth. You got anything else for us, Genesis?
I want to add that it goes back to competition, though, with her doing that. I mean, really, what major record label is going to sign her at this point? No one's going to pick her up.
No.
You know, unless she go on the ground. So she's really ruined her chances of, you know, becoming a real artist. No one's going to take her serious. It goes back to what I said earlier.
Right.
So.
Well, awesome, Pam. Well, we have another discussion, another hot topic. We all have heard about the fight with Chris Brown and Drake. And my poor little baby, Chris Brown, has a bruise on his chin. Hope he clear it up because I'm ready to lick his face again. But in the midst of the fight, with all that going down, Lil Wayne, my baby boy, Lil Wayne, manned up and stepped in. And he's talking to Drake. He's telling Drake that, you know, you guys need to patch things up. Because at the end of the day, because Drake is who is Drake and Chris Brown is Chris Brown, you guys are going to come together. You're going to see each other. There's no way of disappearing from it. So how do you guys feel about Lil Wayne stepping up to the plate and having Drake to not really apologize, but talk to Chris Brown, like, man up, come to the table. What do you guys think about that?
Who are you going to
with
first?
Christian.
Okay.
Being that Drake views Lil Wayne as kind of like a father type in the music industry, I think that was a very honorable move. Anytime, you know what I'm saying, our differences as artists get us to the point where we start fighting and scratching each other and carrying on, somebody needs to step in somewhere because we don't want another Biggie and Tupac situation. From Lil Wayne, I give kudos to him for stepping in and, you know, talking to his artist and saying, you know what I'm saying, look, fam, you need to go out here and be the bigger man, whether you feel like you were doing wrong or not. You need to step up to the plate because even though it's publicity, some stuff, it takes you a long time to recover from in the sight of the American people. And I don't mean no harm. Drake got him in all colors. He in everybody's household. So, you know, you wanna kinda keep your name, you know, kinda clear. So do what you gotta do to, you know what I'm saying, to be about your game. You might still be mad at him, but don't let everybody know it.
Right, absolutely. Great. I value your opinion. What about you? We had the guy, Mr. What's his name, right? On the line, what's your input?
That's Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Mark.
I'm sorry, Mark.
And I'm just letting you know, Chris, I'm sorry, Genesis Lady Di has joined us
okay,
as well.
Great.
So, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with what he just said that, you know, if just for the good of the game, they should squash everything. And, you know, people are all looking up to them and wanting to be like them, so they got to understand that they do bear a lot on their shoulders.
What about you, Ms. Pamela? What's your input?
I agree with Christian. At the end of the day, YMBC or whatever the acronym is, that's a brand. You know what I mean? And when you go into those clubs in different cities, major cities, you're hurting your brand when you do that. You know what I mean? And not only that, we're talking about a couple of folks got actually hurt, you know, behind that. And we're talking about potentially losing millions of dollars because lawsuits are going to come behind that. Jail time and so many things. I mean, so many repercussions could come behind that. So, is it really worth it? You know what I mean? It's not worth it. So that's my take on that.
Okay, Lady Di, you have the floor. Back to you.
I was actually enjoying being in the passenger seat. I was like, hey, go, lady. I was excited. Definitely. I've been actually listening in on a secret line, and so Poetic didn't know it was me. And that's why you hadn't heard my voice, but I've been listening for most of the night. So, yes. Hello to everybody. I can't believe we're back at Wednesday already again. Hump day. And I'm so glad to be on this side of the hump. I don't know about you. Delighted that you've taken time out of your hectic schedule to come and play with us, and you're locked and loaded officially to Hip Hop National Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Lady Di, alongside a dynamic team that I can't live without. You know, we have Genesis with the Dynamic Beauty Expo, and of course, Poetic, and an all-star cast that I've been hearing tonight. So definitely wonderful to have all of you with us. Poetic, I am going to ask you to open Genesis Live back up because you really have some great discussions going on. Go ahead, Genesis.
I was kind of done. Nobody does it better than the hostess with the mostest. But if you want to put your input in that, we were talking about Lil Wayne stepping up to the plate. Like, how you feel about him doing that, taking that lead to squash everything?
You know, I think it was the right thing to do. And, you know, I'm excited. Not surprised, because behind all of the different masks that we get to see, he is an awesome guy and a great person. And I think sometimes one of the things that happen in artistry is that people cannot decipher or differentiate the difference between the artist and then the person. And so I'm excited that the person in Lil Wayne came and stepped up to do what he did. It's very commendable of him, but I'm definitely not surprised. I'm excited, and I look forward to some more things like that. That's the one thing that we keep talking about on Hip Hop National, is that we need more people to step it up. And it looks like we have a caller that may want to give their input, so we definitely want to get you involved. We do this all because of you. We're looking for caller 216-759. 216-759, you're live and on the air here at Hip Hop National Radio. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Holy crap. So this is DJ Czar. Hello?
Okay, where are you calling from?
Cleveland.
Okay, great. Did you have a question or comment tonight?
I want to hear some music.
Do you have a request?
I want Poetic to play some music from Bizarre Radio 28.
We'll do that. We need to get it into our system, Czar, and definitely we'll be hooking it up, but it's not in the system as of yet.
Oh, you're so slow. But stuff with Lil Wayne's rate, stuff like that. I don't know if that really has any, you know. Lil Wayne, Drake, and Chris Brown, it's all drama. It's just to bring you in to buy their next album. You know, what they're doing. It's the same thing that Tupac and Biggie were doing so they could increase their album sales. You know, and then somebody took it too far and took them both out.
Hmm.
But that's basically what it's about. It's just to promote the album sales. Like all the drama that Tiger Woods was going through with his personal life was just to create more sales for his equipment with golf. You know.
All right.
Hello?
Well, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you for your opinion. And Poetic said that he'll do his due diligence regarding the music, and we appreciate your comments tonight. Thank you so much. Poetic, you know, people are always wondering how they can get involved with Hip Hop National Radio and what can they do, and, you know, I always get hit, you know, be it on Facebook or Twitter or directly around, you know, me listening to their music. I mean, what can we offer to the people from Hip Hop National Radio, Poetic?
Well, there's no time like the present to get in, because Friday is the Jam It or Slam It competition. If you have not uploaded your music to Hip Hop National, it is the time for you to do so now. Go to hiphopnational.com. You will see a banner flashing back and forth that says, you'll see a logo of the Jam It or Slam It logo flashing back and forth. Click that and upload your music there. Now, and here's the disclaimer for me. There is an issue with the site, because the company that we do our upload system through
is going through maintenance, and they're doing it. They'll be doing it for the rest of the night. So it probably won't be available until after 12. So with that said, you can send your music to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. That's mymp3@hiphopnational.com. If you have any questions, be sure to give us a call, 877-580-8555. Again, that number is 877-580-8555. Also, as far as internship, if you are looking to do an internship with Hip Hop National, that number is the same number you want to call, and we could try to hook you up and get you rolling with us and see what we're going. We also are looking for salespeople to help sell our products. So if you could give us a call, 877-580-8555. Lady Di, back to you.
All right, and Genesis, I'd love for you to do your rah-rah cheerlead and let everybody know that if they are, you know, the last person standing as it relates to Jammin' or Slammin' this year, there's something special happening for the grand prize winner. And what would that be, Genesis?
Well, I just want to know, do you really think you have swag? Do you know what it takes to get this bag? I just dropped a 16 bar. Can you write dope lyrics? Come with your Notorious Music Game to Hip Hop National Jammin' or Slammin' competition to win your premier stage performance at the Dynamics Beauty Expo. The Dynamics Paparazzi is looking for you, artists. Artists, you and a guest will stay one night at a luxurious hotel on South Beach along with our Dynamics swag bag. So bring it. We ready to hear your music. Last Man Standing right now is the winning song is Work. Let's see if somebody can beat the Work song out by Friday. So submit your music right now.
Well, there you have it. You heard it from the host of the Dynamic Beauty Expo. So, you know, a lot of great things happening at Hip Hop National Radio. We try to promote positivity. We try to open doors to exposure. We try to take your level of networking all the way up. We're all about upgrading you. Once you touch Hip Hop National Radio, you will definitely never, ever, ever be the same. So with that, it is time to pay a few bills, and we don't want you to go anywhere. In fact, I would love for you to meet us on the other side. You are officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. We're getting ready to go to break. We'll be back with our final feedback session of the night, where you get to rate your song 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. Don't you go nowhere. We'll meet you on the other side. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Lego! Lego! Chill! Come on! I was there for my folks be jerking. I'm on my iPhone, iPad, network. I get it in, I'm network. MySpace, Facebook, I'm network. YouTube and Twitter, I'm network. I get it in, I'm network. Louis J, Fitty Cap, Louis High Top. You know they got a match, Cooper Road Gang. Yeah, I brought it back. This that new money, I know you smelling that. It's my turn now, I'm about to turn it out. Get my folks on Twitter and tell them shut it down. Hit that retweet. Like a 3-piece, street for Louisiana, they ain't seeing me. 200,000 followers, I did that in a week. Hey, keep 6-0, that's how you follow me. Grind time at all times, you should come and see. We network from the streets to overseas. Forever logged in, I don't never sleep. I'm on that iPhone, networking constantly. Call me Cat Daddy, what? I get that Cat Daddy. What? I'm on my first five, hustle second, grabby patty. I don't dance for my folks, be jerking. I'm on my iPhone, iPad, network. I get it in, I'm network. Get it in, I'm network. MySpace, Facebook, I'm network. YouTube and Twitter, I'm network. I get it in, I'm network. I get it in, I'm network. Hit my face, we got stupid friends. Check Facebook, we got super fans. Hit that like button, become a fan. Get your stats up, we popping off them rubber bands. Push that play button, we internet hustling. 100,000 friends and them numbers stay jumping. They at work, they in church, it's in full function. Our tweet is going down, and we need
got hella hits. Download your free copy and you in the mix. Check SoundCloud or SoundClick. No matter what you looking at, you know we got a hit. I'm on my iPad and I'm working it. I twerk that BlackBerry, what you working with? I got them all logging in and they throwing fits. Say they love to hustle and I'm their favorite rig. I keep them networking and ain't no faking it. If it's money to be made, then we making it. Your baby mama in the chat, I know you hating it. Now watch them youngins ball out and they say the kick. They on Facebook, tagging me and all they sick. Posting on my wall, leaving all they compliments. I hit them all back. Like it's a hit, we networking. Shorty gon' then represent. Old ass for my folks, be jerking. I'm on my iPhone, iPad, network. I get it in, I'm network. I get it in, I'm network. MySpace, Facebook, I'm network. YouTube and Twitter, I'm network. I get it in, I'm network. I get it in, I'm network.
Hey everybody, this is Dino Madaloni of the Ask Dino Show. I love hanging out with the great people of Hip Hop National Radio. Hostess Lady Di, CEO of Hip Hop Magazine Myra Morris, and producer extraordinaire Poetic. I love the show, I call in all the time, it's very cool. Now please be sure to tune into my television internet show called The Ask Dino Show. It's a music entertainment talk show all about the music industry, with special guest artists performing and answering all your questions. Our show is based on Time Warner, but you can see The Ask Dino Show 24/7 on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in Ask Dino Show. That's Ask Dino Show. This is Dino Madaloni of The Ask Dino Show, inviting all of you to join us. Back to you, Poetic, and the hostess with the mostest, Lady Di.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ValderBeebeShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
Big T Studios, located inside Big T Bazaar in Sunnyside, Dallas, Texas. We have everything you need to take your career to the next level. If you need studio time, new beats, CD graphics, even video production, this is your one-stop shop. At only $25 an hour, Big T Studio gives you the industry-standard quality at an affordable rate. Please call Big T Studios at 214-296-7817. That's 214-296-7817. This is your one and only stop to platinum. Tell my boy KB Lady Di sent you from Hip Hop National Radio. Conference call and feedback line.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. It is the Lady Di alongside Poetic, and Genesis is on deck, and we have some fantastic panelists who are in the building. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be on this side of the hump, wishing you a happy hump day. And tell you, here at Hip Hop National Radio, it is all good. Well, the song that you just heard is Keys with Networking. And I want to definitely turn it over to you, Poetic, so that we can get some great feedback. Keys with Networking, that's what we're checking in about. Poetic.
All right. Pam, how you doing?
Yes, I'm okay.
What's your opinion of that song? And give us your rating on that one.
I give that song an 8. Because I can relate.
It was hot. Something okay. I would definitely remember because they dropped a lot of, you know, social network names and stuff like that. So I thought that was a good song.
All right. I came to you first because I know you got a little, you're kind of a little hard a little bit.
Yeah, I am. I dated a guy that was in the industry, and I was the first person he would give a song to, and I would tell him, baby, that's trash. Put that in the garbage can. But, yeah, I like that song. It was good.
All right. Mark, coming to you, man. What's your rating, sir?
Yeah, I'd give it an 8. You know, I enjoyed it. Yeah, 8. You get the rating? Yeah, 8. Hello? 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 Hello?
Unfortunately, you kind of lost me for a second, so I got my backup phone. Can you guys hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Christian, I'm going to come to you. What's your take on that? Okay, if you can hear me, I can't hear you, Christian. I'm actually trying to dial back in with the main line. Lady Di, if you're there. Okay.
I was here, but I know Mark couldn't hear me when you faded out, so I don't know if you took me down with you or not.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, the line fell off, and it seemed like it's back in, but I got to refresh the screen. So.
Right, but can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Okay, great. All right. Who else is left? Because I had called on Genesis, but I don't know that she heard me. Is Genesis back on?
Yes, Genesis is on.
I can hear you.
Okay. You want to give your rating, Genesis?
I give this song a 7. I don't know, is he getting some type of an endorsement deal because he yelled out BlackBerry, Apple iPad, and one part that is still in my head was, work like SpongeBob getting Krabby Patties. It was funny. The song is very humorous if you listen to the lyrics, but I gave it a 7.
Okay, fair enough. Poetic, is there anyone that we missed that would like to give a rating? Are you there, Poetic? Wow. Heard that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there anybody else that we missed?
Yes, you missed Christian.
Yeah. Hello, can you all hear me?
Oh, yeah, I heard you call his name, but I didn't hear him. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, this is Christian.
Yeah. Go ahead and give your rating to the song.
Okay. I have to, you know, side with the masses on this one. I would give it an 8. It was high energy, you know, motivational. As Genesis said, it was kind of humorous. A lot of punchlines in there. I'm not too keen on the, you know, social networking dropping and all that kind of stuff. The only reason I say that is because 5 or 10 years down the line, it may not be a Facebook. So, you know, but either way it goes, for right now, it's hot. I give it 8.
All right. Poetic, is there any one on the line that we need to address anyone? If you are wanting to rate the song, the number is 213-559-2995. Press the number 1. The number again is 213-559-2995, and you can just press the number 1. You'd like to rate the song, if you're inside the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com / the Hip Hop National Radio, you can also chat your rating in our chat room. Poetic, is there anyone on the line that we need to address at this time?
Yeah, you have Pamela as well, but I'm not sure if I I think I went to Pamela first, but my board is not working right now, so But my lines are open, so it's working. Can you hear me? I'm sure you guys can hear me now, right?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, great. Right.
Excellent. All right, well, that wraps up our final edition of Feedback for tonight. Big ups to Keys and Networking, and definitely looking for more of your music, so make sure you check in with us. Tonight we've been talking about Could the Enthusiasm of a Competition Bring Greater Exposure to Your Music? And, you know, it's always interesting because it's kind of like it depends on how well you did in the competition, you know. And what's interesting about that is sometimes, you know, when I think back to some of the stars, it's not always the ones that really did well either. We had a couple of people become millionaires because of how bad they did. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's about making an impression and being unforgettable. Because if you think about the Shebang Bang guy, and you think about no pants in your, whatever he was saying, don't drop your pants, or no sagging in your pants. Or, I mean, these people went on to do very, very well, although they didn't do well in the competition. So I think it's interesting when we pose this question, because, again, I think it's really about being unforgettable. And oftentimes, one's personality will carry them, you know, a long way. So that's why we kind of always make sure our artists know what being a all-around total package is really about. So with that being said, you know, we've all sat on the sidelines and kind of watched these different shows. And, you know, you look at some of the people who, again, may not have been the winner, Jennifer Hudson and, you know, these other folks, but they did really well. So, you know, I want to go to you, Genesis, because I know oftentimes you're a great start to a open discussion. But what about the ones who maybe didn't make it all the way necessarily, but still fared well?
I can relate to Candy Berg with Atlanta Housewives. I mean, her last music, I'm playing Hater for My Haters, something for my haters. That her album did really good, but I'm not too sure about the drive and the push. I don't know who was pushing her, but she's taking every type of avenue to come back through writing or through helping other people out. I think she was I think she could have been like on top, but I don't think the push was there for her. She's an awesome artist. She's an awesome person. Her image is there. She is there. But, again, when you were referring to people that make it like the one-time hit wonder, like she helped Kim Korzacki. I mean, she can't sing for the world. It's garbage. But, I mean, everybody liked it. She pushed it and put a hot beat on it. And look where Kim is at, where she at right now. But going back to that, I think a lot of people that can sing great music and that deliver good music and write good music, they're being missed. Again, maybe it's what our gender is listening to. We're listening to a bunch of garbage that doesn't mean any sense. So hopefully tables will turn, the era will turn, where we can listen to music that can make sense, and these artists that are forgotten can come back and give us their greatest hits and be put out there, put back on the map. Go Heat! I had to say that.
Hello, that was my input.
Hello?
Yes. I think we lost Lady Di. So, and here I am talking on mute, thinking you guys are hearing me. Anyway.
Ask Pamela,
do you want to piggyback off of anything what Genesis just said?
What was the question again?
She was saying that how about the people who did not make it, but yet they still are thriving in a wake of losing the competition.
I chop it up to, you know, exploitation.
And when I say that, meaning that the entertainment industry thrives off of negative images sometimes, humor, you know, things that's going to make people laugh and that's going to stay on a social network, meaning like Twitter, you know, again, people, you know, just giving people things to make mockery of, you know what I mean? So,
well,
those,
I guess
that could bring in a lot of dollars.
I guess in a sense she was leading up to like Jennifer Hudson, how she's even Jennifer Hudson. Then you got the other dude, Clay. I forgot Clay's last name, but was on American Idol. Even though they lost the competition, yet they still are thriving from the exposure that they've received from the program.
I thought she was trying to, you know, talk about a guy like She Bang.
I remember that one too.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, I think. But as far as if you're good, you're good. You know, when you drop names like Jennifer Hudson and Clay Atkins, you have to remember that. What for you, can't nobody stop that. You know what I mean? It goes back to God at the end of the day. Whether Simon, what's his name? Simon Cowell, like you, or if he don't. He is not in control of your destiny. You know what I mean? So you just got to keep it moving. And that's my input on that.
Do you still have your phone on mute, Poetic? Christian, what's your input on it? If you're still on the line.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your input, Christian?
I agree with Pamela. And I add another thing to that. It takes a lot of courage to get on these shows and be judged in front of millions of people and then have them to call in and vote you on or off. So I really just speak volumes about your passion for what you do. Whether you win the competition or you're a runner-up like Jennifer Hudson or Clay Aiken, this, that, and the other, the exposure that these national and international TV shows and competitions give you, you can't pay for that. On a ground level and the level that I'm on right now, I wouldn't have enough money to pay for all the publicity and TV time and, you know, and appearances on all different kind of TV shows like these people do. So yeah, I think these competitions, whether you win it or not, you going is speaking volumes, and you're getting your name into the household of millions and billions of people all over the world. And I really think that's what it boils down to. So it's great exposure.
Okay. What about you, Samar? You've been quiet. Are you still with us?
Well, you know, those shows are good, but, you know, it's how many people even get close to even getting that far to be seen by anybody. You know, it's like it's so many people, so many, you know, millions of people. So it's almost like a drop in the ocean, you know, a rock in the ocean. So, I mean, it's a good avenue, but I wouldn't bank on it. But,
so what
you know,
do you what? So you as a manager, as an owner of his own company, what do you bank on? Like, what would be a good advice for artists that's coming out there? Do you think it's wise for them to do talent shows and to do competition? Like, what would it take for them to put their stuff out there to get exposure? Coming from you, you're an expert.
Well, that's why it's kind of important to have a manager, because all competitions and all performances are not good for an artist, because sometimes you're surrounded by the wrong kind of artists that make you look bad, you know. So, you know, I don't know. Then, you know, they might be into a different kind of vibe than you are, and that's not going to let you stand out as an artist. So, you know, I just think artists, if they concentrate on getting at least a couple of good sounding hits, you know, something that they know is, radio friendly so everybody can get to hear who they are, you know, and then, you know, some image control, you know, make sure the image is right, you know, photographs, you know, the whole thing. A lot of artists don't even have bios.
Mm-hmm.
You know, EPK, they don't have any of that. And they, but they're still out there trying to sell themselves. You know, if you're going to sell yourself, you got to be prepared and have all your equipment.
Okay, so I'm about your opinion. Okay. So we have Mr. Poetic back on the line with us. Go ahead and share your input.
You're doing such an incredible job, and we're going to let you continue doing what you're doing. Anyway, I wanted to ask one thing, guys. I'm in light of this, I'm really missing the old R&B, and you know, and I'm just wondering, do you guys think that we'll bring it back full throttle like it once was? And I'm gonna start that with you, Christian, because in a sense, it was the battle was between R&B one time and hip hop, and sadly to say, R&B kind of disappeared off of the map. I'd like to see it come back. What do you think, Christian?
I really think it's on the horizon. You have a lot of artists like Adele, and you know, you got the John Legends out there, and you know, and people that are true soul singers. You have CeeLo Green and just artists after artists after artists. And I think people are really, I think people in general are looking for something that's going to feed their soul anyway. So, you know, although we have the pop bubblegum stuff and then, you know, the hip-hop party stuff, all that's cool. Everything is great for a place and a time. But I really think that their true soul in R&B music is coming back. From what I've been hearing from, you know, producers, that's the sound that they're trying to recreate. That's what's up. I really believe it. I believe all of us will see it in the next, you know, the next quarter in music, or you know, by the next Grammys, you know, we'll get it back.
We need to have.
If I have anything to do with it, we're gonna get it back. You say what?
I think an R&B battle right here on Jam and the Slam would be great. What'd you think, Christian?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I love rap just like the next person, but we need some singing out here.
Yeah, we need some singing out here.
Oh, it is coming back for sure.
Yeah.
Mark, I'm gonna go to you now that you got the mic. Well, I ain't closing nobody's mic, guys, so I'm having too many issues with the board, so just be courteous in between time. But go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was saying that I believe it's coming back because people want to hear something different. They don't, you know, if there's a Drake out there, they don't want to hear another Drake. There's a Lil Wayne, they don't want to hear another Lil Wayne. And sometimes people forget that, you know, just because they made it successful doesn't mean you can just, you know, copy their style and think you're going to do the same thing. You know, people want things that sound, you know, just all, you know, just different realms. You know, people, their minds are more open now, you know. Everything changes. In, I would say, the next 5 years, technology will change every 24 hours. It'll change.
Wow.
Every 24 hours.
We heard that from Mark Lucas, guys.
It's true. You watch. Phones will be every day, every other day, it'll be a new phone. It'll be a new something every other day.
Wow.
That's how it's moving.
Pamela, what do you think about the R&B? Wouldn't you like to see it come back?
I don't think it ever left, really. As long as
It never really left, but be honest with you, it's not in the forefront right now.
No, it's not in the forefront, but true music lovers, they go out and seek new music. They go to those underground places and look for music. That's what I do.
Come on,
man. I listen to artists that, you know, when you look through my iPod, you like, who that is? And I tell you, that's Christian. You know what I'm saying? You don't know about that. You know, so, I mean, I'm always looking for something new. So I think sometimes you can't rely on, like Christian said, a lot of the good singers and artists don't have
the money to, you know, get that exposure. So if you're a true music lover and you're tired of listening to the same thing, you're going to go out there and seek that. So
and then I'm going to tell you the truth. They need to be seeking, programs such as this, and such as, because there's a lot of programs out there, so they can get that, get back in the forefront and be running with the ball.
I agree.
So they need to be heard as much as they can. You say you just as much diligently as you're seeking them out on your iPod. That means if you're doing it, there's many people who's doing it. So they need to be working just as hard to be on the forefront.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Genesis, your spiel, baby, and then we're gonna wrap it up.
Well, this is our ending session. Time for us to go to bed. We got to check in and go to work. But we're going to go around the table with your closing remark and also to let our audience know how to get in contact with you and your establishment. Starting off with you, Marky Mark.
Well, I have the Peace in the Street Foundation, www.peaceinthestreetfoundation.org. Just trying to help stop the dropout rate in schools and, you know, help the kids, give them some direction in the business so they don't get lost. Got a reggae concert we're putting on out here, September 1st and 2nd, Hemet, California. Luciano's our headliner. Yes. Well, I just want everybody to know I sat down with some radio execs one time with a round table. And, 99.1, 96.1, and they wanted me to advertise with them. And I said, well, why should I advertise with you when you don't even support the artists that we have out here in the West Coast? Mm-hmm. So they told me that they go by the demographics and the numbers. Mm-hmm. So they also let me know that they were all owned by the same corporation.
Wow.
So I just want everybody to know that the radio is, you know, it's all controlled. So unless you got money, it's really hard to even think you're going to even get a dent in the radio, you know, part of it, you know, anything big. So I just want to, you know, just drop that on the artists out there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, and you're welcome to come back again, Mark. We'd love to hear you again, as always. Love. And Mr. Christian, your turn, R&B, hip-hop, neo-soul, / comedian, actor. What's your
Yes, I'm Christian, as I stated earlier, an Atlanta-based artist while we're in North Carolina. You can contact me, please, everybody out there in Cyberland, please contact me, link up with me at Christian the Artist on Facebook. You can also, I don't know if many people still use it, but I do, at myspace.com/soulrevivalmovement. You can hear a couple tracks on there that I have. And just check me out. I'll be updating my profiles to let you know where I'll be. If you're ever in the Atlanta area and you want to hear some good soul music, get your glass of brown liquor. Come on, and we're going to get it in.
I hear that. So what's your closing remark as an artist speaking to other upcoming artists?
This is just stay on your hustle. Keep your focus. I mean, really right now the music industry is level ground. We used to have to pull a lot of strings, but there's YouTube out here now. There's Reverb Nation. There's SoundCloud. There's Twitter. There's Facebook. There's MySpace. Shoot, there's Instagram. If you want to post pictures of yourself all day long, somebody somewhere is going to pay you some attention. So, you know, if the ball is in your court, and don't get discouraged. Every day ain't gonna be sunny, but keep pushing. It'll happen for you. If you keep pushing, it'll happen for you.
All right. Thank you, Christian. You're a part of the hip-hop family. You're welcome to come back anytime as an expert guest on our show. You did awesome. Mrs. Pam, my junior high school fighting partner. Let hip-hop national audience know what is it that you do, how they can get in contact with you, and your closing remark in regard to the topic of today.
Okay, my closing remark is you cannot please everyone. Everybody's not going to like your music. Everybody's not going to like your craft. And as long as you can accept that, she'll be all right. So I say just push and pray and stay encouraged and keep it moving. Again, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at the same name, at JewelryVixen305, to see my work or to make a purchase. You can also go to www.NAnancyBCatJewels.com for one-of-a-kind eccentric jewelry.
All right. Thank you so much. And, again, we thank you for being on tonight's show, for taking time out. You're welcome to come back again. Now it's time for Ms. Genesis. Ah! Yes, my name is Genesis. And, of course, if Miami is dynamic, when the Heat beat this game on Thursday, Miami's going to be on the map. And Dynamic Beauty Expo will gain a lot of exposure. I can't wait for that. But with my expo, is for all business that want to be exposed, artists that want to be exposed, models, but don't show them for JJ because we don't have time for that. We want to keep it classy, not trashy. So the contact number, if you want to be a part of the expo, is 1-888-790-8882, and the website is dynamicsbeautyexpo.com. My closing remark on this is, competition is about blood, sweat, and tears. Do not give up. Give it your all, because guess what? At the end of the day, at the end of the year, in 5 or 10 years, you're going to be on top if you follow your dream and destiny. If it was meant for you, don't let anybody discourage you. Think positive. Be around positive people. If you feel you hot, you're going to be hot. You're going to be number one, just like DynamicBeautyExpo.com. That's a poetic.
No, I want to bounce it back to you for prayer. Close us out in some prayer. And
oh, my
boom,
God. Give
it.
Christian, can you close it up with prayer? Because he is thebomb.com. Christian, can you close this night up with prayer for us?
Close us out in prayer.
Let's go. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, first of all, saying thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you have chosen us to be vessels of honor, God. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, that everybody under the sound of my voice, God, will be encouraged tonight. God, I pray that you will lift someone's head. God, I'm asking you right now, God, that you would just grant us new ideas, give us greater purpose, God. And, God, we give these gifts and we place them back into your hands. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you will bless this radio show. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you that those people that need to hear this show